Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Eastern Time, call in 516-387-1733. If you don't want to get a conversation, just press 1 and we'll get you in here. You know, we're going to talk about a lot of things tonight, and we're here for the next 2 hours, and we hope everybody can join us. We're going to go over some news, and first I want to remind everybody of one of our great sponsors, and that's Trucker Tools, Trucker Tools app. They've been doing great things with Redneckinize, and we hope to keep going in the future. They are an all-in-one app where you can track freight, find freight. You can look for fuel stops or parking and also maintenance and all that good stuff. So give them a shout. You can download their app from the app stores wherever you go and leave a review, and they appreciate that. Or you can check them out at truckertools.com, and we appreciate that. So in the news this evening, I was just going over some things, and I saw that the driver retention article is still in the top search results for if you're trucking news, and that's the driver retention article that was in the Landline magazine that the Secretary of Transportation, Secretary of Labor all had discussions with the head of the ATA, head of the OIDA, and all that good stuff. So that was really something to see that I was impressed with, that it's still in the top for search. That means people are actually reading the article and talking about it, and that's great. There was also trucking stakeholders are supporting the repeal of the FET, the federal use tax. I guess there's a couple of senators and congressmen that have introduced bills to repeal that tax. And also, I saw in Uber goes all in with freight hauling. They acquired some other companies, and we'll talk about that too. So we'll do that, and we'll take some phone calls and talk about life on the road. So call us at 516-387-1733. And like I said, be part of the conversation at 1. Don't forget to check us out at redneckinize.com and go support us that are following our YouTube channel. We appreciate that all. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a second.
Daddy, do you get back home? Roll on, family. Roll on, crew. Roll on, mama, like I ask you to do. And roll on, 18-wheeler.
Got my first truck when I was 3, drove 100,000 miles on my knees, hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed full. Hit me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few hundred bucks. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe DeVille. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You
You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. They're just something women like about a pickup man. Most Friday nights, I can be found in the bed of my truck on an old Chase Lounge. Backed into my spot at the driving show. You know, a cargo light gives off a romantic glow. I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand, cause there's nothing women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a cooking bill. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, it wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. All a bucket of rust or a brand new machine, once around the block and you'll know what I mean. Set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a cooking day bill. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. Are just something women like about a pickup man. Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man.
Let me thank Trucker Tools for helping us out and supporting our messages. Trucker Tools is an all-in-one app for truckers and their business. The Trucker Tools app was built from feedback from real drivers and is always being updated to better assist drivers in saving time, running more efficiently, and making more money. Check out their website at truckertools.com. That's Trucker Tools, the app for truckers.
Books, I've got a record to keep. I got a one on my dashboard under the sea. I got the chrome polished up and she's a looking girl. Oh, 600 cat purring underneath the hood. I've been home too long, it's starting to show. When I get that itch, Lord, I'm ready to roll. When you see me come and get out of my way. Get there, my son, a Peterbilt 379. Got the wind in my hair and the hammer down. I'm 1,200 miles from the guitar town. On the road, I'm off radio.
Well, hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, welcome back. This is Redneck and I's Radio, 516-387-1733. And you probably the conversation just hit one. You know, we're here live every Sunday evening at 7 o'clock Eastern time. And for the next 2 hours, just call in. We're going to talk about latest news, life on the road, good stuff like that. And we want everybody to just get right along, have a lot of fun. So we were going to talk about some news articles that I had going on. And first, I want to thank one of our sponsors. And that's DPF Regeneration. DPF Regeneration has been with us from the get-go. We really appreciate all their support. You can give them a call at dpfregeneration.com, or that's the website. And if you can give them a call at 800-634-3010, you know, they do all that different, like exhaust filtration for the diesel engines, any size engine you got. They do the the SCR units, the EGR coolers, the catalyst mufflers, all those DPF filters, all that good stuff. So you can give them a holler if you got any concerns about that and you need some work done, and they'll be able to help you out, get the right parts you need, and especially talk to, like, you know, any kind of maintenance shop that you're dealing with or anything to make sure that, you know, you're getting the right parts and all that good stuff. Check them out, dpfregeneration.com, and 800-634-3010. And when you talk to them, let them know you appreciate them supporting Redneck Nights, because we really do appreciate them. So we're getting into things, and the one thing that I just wanted to mention just off the top here is I just wanted to talk about how great it is that I think there's been a lot of focus on retention or even driver pay. You know, here with the pandemic coming out and everybody's getting back to work, what we see is that the value of employees like truck drivers are starting to be noticed a little more. There was an article from it was a journalist. They took some time off, and they were just reflecting on things going on out there in the trucking industry, and they just took notice that, you know, there's a lot of going on with truckers making more money and being able to take more time off and seeing a lot of different opportunities. This was in FreightWaves.com, and it says here, it says, "As I see it from a trucking activist, my trucking summer vacation," by Jack Porter. And it was published on July 30th on Friday. And it says, "As you may notice, I have taken a six-week summer vacation from my editorials. Not really a summer vacation, but rather my June and July client and TCA meeting schedules took over. While a little grueling under the new travel challenges with less routes, higher ticket and room prices, no customer service whatsoever, it was great to get where I wanted to be. So seeing my friends and clients in person, many of these sessions were spent interacting with our driver population, which I always find very enlightening. So here are some of my takeaways from my summer vacation." And they go on to talk about several different things. It says drivers are getting paid more money, spending more time at home, achieving more balance in their work-life ratio. It says, "I believe this is a great thing for our professional commercial vehicle operators. However, it does change the dynamics of trucking capacity. With more money and less availability to drive, the amount of freight hauling capacity has shrunk, even though the number of trucks has not." Another takeaway is, "Speaking of trucks and all that equipment, the word scarcely in higher prices, tractors have taken on a whole new life of their own. While many fleets are having a tough time recruiting and retaining drivers, any empty trucks are being sold into the used truck market, and that is very hot. This phenomenon is adding to the reduced amount of freight hauling capacity. However, it seems that some of those used trucks and trailers are finding their way into the spot market." And that's, you know, whenever a fleet has to downsize, especially during this last year in 2020, because freight was dropping because everything was shut down, a lot of these bigger carriers, they're operating on the assumption that things are going great for them with their particular customers. When those customers shut down, then those trucks are getting just sitting around, so they'll get rid of them, or they won't buy new ones. And when they need to get rid of them, they go into, like, the spot market. So drivers take the opportunity to buy those, and they get them into the spot market where they can just, you know, those are the ones that do the expedited, or just, you know, extra freight comes in, and they can haul it, and pretty much you can set your prices if you're good at it. And I always thought that was a good spot to be in when things got tough like they did here. You know, you saw what happened when everything first shut down, everything dropped because there were so many trucks. So the drivers that could hold on and not take that cheap freight and really just kind of, you know, hold down the fort, or had good customers to where they knew who to call. Well, if you're in the spot market, that's what it is. You don't have particular customers that you can count on, depending on the situation. You might not. So a lot of drivers in the spot market, they fell out. Well, then when everything picks back up, they got to get back in the spot market. Well, if they went broke, they don't have the money to get back in the spot market. So it opens up opportunities for other people to get in the spot market. It says here, "With the increase in rates, many of these smaller carriers can work 20-25% less and still meet the revenue goals. Takeaway is the workforce challenges. We need people at all levels of the food chain, labor shortages and increased wage and acquisition costs. The shortage is killing the supply chain at all levels. thus adding to the start of a new inflation cycle. You know, I mean, things are going to, prices are going to go up because, you know, we all think because we're the guys here down on the bottom here. You know, there's a lot of people out there that are truck drivers that they don't own a truck. They're not owner operators. They're a company driver. And they are making money because they don't have to worry about making, well, I'm going to say they're making money off the government. Because if they live in a state that still has the unemployment benefits paying out and the extra topped off with the federal government adding on to it, there's a lot of people out there. And, you know, you can disagree with me if you want, but there's a lot of people. I've dealt with them. I've seen them. Even if it's just $300, $400 a week, they're fine with it. They're okay with it. I knew truck drivers that they would work just hard enough to pay back their advance that they did for the week, you know, and that's it. And you could try to tell them, you know, either work more or leave, and they'll leave. They don't care. They'll go to another company and do the same thing. And, you know, a lot of these big companies, they don't like firing drivers for stuff like that because as long as that driver is running, you know, 6,500, 8,500 miles a month, truck's making money. And a big multi-million dollar company like Swift, Schneider, JB, all those, if he's over the road and he don't really have a particular dedicated route or anything like that, and he's just out there hauling whatever they got for him, you know, that's what it boils down to. When you're hungry and you're forced to sit and they tell you you need to sit, well, the problem is that they're expecting you to act like those drivers that'll just sit, and they don't care. But when you're hungry, you want to work, and the sitting ain't an option, then, you know, then you're looking for other places. And that's what I've learned over the years of dealing with big companies, is that if you're hungry and you want to work, you're eventually going to go somewhere else where there's more work and less sitting around because there's not enough, you know, because you're going to go work for a company where there's not being underutilized. You know, those big companies, sometimes they just got trucks sitting because they got so many trucks, you know, and they want to keep them moving. But again, you know, they're going to move them on their terms. So, this article ends up by saying, it says, what did I find out on my summer vacation? The industry is completely oversold and will remain that way for a long time. The drivers are earning more money and working less. That is good for them. The first signs of inflation are upon us. The industry needs higher rates to cover higher costs already discovered in the spot market. Remember, trucking is always the lead industry for the rest of the economy. And that's always been the case. Whenever you start seeing freight sliding off, then, you know, the downside of the economy starts to fall. And then when you start seeing freight start picking up, then you look and like a month later, the stock market start rising. And it's just one of those things. You keep an eye on the trucking real close and you can always how the economy is going to roll because you start seeing, you know, freight increase, decrease based on whatever is going on out there. Right now, you know, freight's booming because everything's trying to open back up and freight's still going to, it's going to boom. But the problem is that the prices aren't going to go up. You know, these bigger carriers, you know, I know drivers that do expedited and different things in the spot market, flatbed and all that. But these huge carriers, what they do is they've got to book the freight. If the freight's going to slack off because inflation is everywhere, we start seeing it now where people are just kind of cutting back and not doing as much because of the inflation, then the companies are going to start booking whatever freight they can. They're just going to book it. Whether they can cover it or not, they're just going to book it. And then they'll go out and they'll sell it themselves. Well, then those guys are going to hang on to that freight, and they, you know, they're going to keep those rates low. What you can do is you, as an owner-operator, if you're an owner-operator and you're independent like that, one main thing you need to do is you need to focus on taking care of your finances to where you can ride out whatever kind of dip happens within the next year or two. And anybody out there, any owner-operator that's got their own authority will tell you, you know, you got to be able to ride it out. If something happens, if you can't afford to ride it out, then you're going to have to, you know, park the truck and go do something else until something comes back, because the rates could drop, you know, or keep dropping, or put you in a scenario where you're going to be somewhere and, you know, you got to just know it. You got to know that you might be able to make $5 a mile on one load, but you ain't going to make but $1.50 on the next one coming out, because that's how it works. So, you know, if you don't know that, then you're going to lose out, because you're going to underbid one load. And you're not going to be able to make it up on the next one. So stock market as an owner-operator, especially independent, you know, you got to watch out for this inflation stuff because it causes the prices of everything to go up. Fuel price will go up, but the rates, they won't follow that much because of the huge carriers, you know, low bidding the freight, trying to get it done. And that's just my take on it, how that goes. And that's just based off of what I've seen over the years. But, you know, maybe this time's different. We don't know. We'll see. We'll find out. But until then, you know, we'll just be rocking and rolling here. You know, we're going to try to be at the new Mid-America Trucking Show coming up next March. And, you know, it's just August now. So we got some ways to go. That's going to be where you're going to be able to find us all. And it's going to be a lot of fun, I think. Looking forward to it. And, but you know, I'm excited, and I hope everybody else is like me. And we're going to keep rocking and rolling here and keep it on going down the line. So make sure you give us a holler, 516-387-1733. Be part of the conversation. Don't forget to check out our website, redneckandeyes.com. And please subscribe to our YouTube channel. And we appreciate you liking, sharing, and all that good stuff for that. And just hang tight. We'll be right back here in just a second. Redneck and Eyes Radio.
Well, now we're all back together, and we're burning up the road. And that old sheriff's out there dogging us again. He thinks he's really got it cooking, plans to do a lot of booking. The only trouble, he keeps looking where we've already been. So if I can keep it on the ground, then I put that hammer down. But I'll be Texas bound and I'm flying. Keep it on the ground when I put that hammer down. Then I'll be Texas bound and a... My tin in the wind, let it all hang out again. Cause how you gonna win if you ain't trying? Now Smokey and the Bandit is a tale you don't forget. Cause every time you hear an engine scream and whine, well, you'll have to think about Old Man, Old Buford, Frog, and Fred and Snowman. Their story is a legend that will live on in time. So if I can keep it on the ground when I put that hammer down, then I'll be Texas bound and I'm flying.
Anytime and any place, and every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning
and love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particular filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010. Or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Sometimes she runs, sometimes she don't. More than once she's left me on the side of the road. The older she gets, the slower we go. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. She needs a carburetor instead of plug wires. She's riding me around on four-ball tires. The wipers don't work and the horn don't blow. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio.
Forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud, dust, and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, trucker's heart gets broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old Wi-Fi. 10 miles out of Nashville, I was doing 101.
Well, hey, what's going on there? What's going on, everyday drivers? Hey, this is Ed, Redneck and I's Radio, live here every Sunday evening, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. You call in at 516-387-1733 to be part of the conversation. Just hit 1, and we appreciate everybody joining us tonight. Don't forget to go over there and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We really appreciate that, and you can find all the links to that at our website, redneckandeyes.com. You know, we're going to continue on here this evening, and we just want to point out one of our great sponsors, and that's Load to Ride Transportation, LTR Transportation, and that's ltrtransportation.com. You can check them out. That's a great little company out of Denver, Colorado. And they got a lot of connections. They got some pretty nice trucks, cool logo, great driver package, pay package out there. You know, they got connected with expedited warehousing, temperature control, hazmat certification, special handling, all that stuff like that. They got a lot of good customers and good networks out there to partner with. So if you're looking for a change or anything, you can go check them out. Like I said, ltrtransportation.com, or you can give them a call at 720-277-0030. And we appreciate them. Make sure you let them know you appreciate them supporting Redneck and I. We appreciate that. Appreciate what they're doing. So the other thing I was going to get into was an article I found that said that the trucking stakeholders, and it's like some organizations that were in agreeing with sponsoring the repeal of the FET, the federal excise tax, which it's a pain in the butt. It's just a separate tax. You know, they throw it on everything. You got to do the what it is that anytime you buy a new truck, you got to pay a tax, and they're in favor of repealing that. I think that the highway use tax is really silly too. You know, that really just forces you to put you know, they say it's paying for the roads and bridges, but it's not that expensive. I mean, it's just a pain in the butt. So if we're already paying for the diesel fuel and everything, then what's the big deal? And that's what I always thought was weird about that. But we keep on going here, and it says here it's on it says here CCJ Digital, and it's a trucking website. I've never been on here before, but I just found it in the Google search, and it says trucking news and briefs for Friday, and it says trucking stakeholders support the FET repeal. The Trucking Coalition supports repeal of the heavy truck tax. The Modernize the Truck Fleet, a coalition of trucking industry stakeholders, including the American Truck Dealers, American Trucking Association, and other groups. Well, the dealers, that makes sense because it's a tax that's thrown on top of all the other sales tax and everything when you buy a new truck. It says they have announced their strong support for bipartisan legislation to repeal the 12% federal excise tax on the sale of heavy-duty trucks and trailers. The bill is Senate 2435, which is introduced by Senator Todd Young, a Republican out of Indiana, and Senator Ben Cardin, a Democrat out of Maryland, both members of the Tax Writing Senate Finance Committee, which has jurisdiction over transportation-related taxes. This says, will help modernize America's heavy-duty truck fleet and protect the 1.3 million jobs supported by the U.S. trucking industry, the group claimed. Repeal of the FET allowed fleets and replace older heavy-duty trucks with newer, safer, and greener trucks. The coalition is urging Congress to include the Young Cardin legislation in the bipartisan infrastructure legislation. And, I mean, 12%. So you're basically, you know, they say, oh, it'll help. It'll help. Well, it helps because it reduces the price. I mean, why would you want, if you want trucks, if you want old trucks off the road and replace with new trucks, why keep making the new trucks more expensive? They're already expensive because of all the technology on there. So by you adding 12% just because you're trying, I don't know what the deal is. You know, 12% on a new truck, what's the big deal? I don't understand why you need that on there. If you're trying to sell trucks, you want them to be as cheap as possible. You know, a lot of people are hanging on to the older trucks because they're easier to work on. They're more reliable. And, you know, parts and not stuff out there. You know, if you want to put new trucks, you know, I mean, I don't want them to do it because I want old trucks to be out there running just like new trucks because drivers deserve to have a choice. But I can see the government trying to get you to buy a new truck. Well, they'll just make all the parts to those old trucks more expensive. They'll put tax on all the old parts. You know, but you didn't hear it from me. You know, I'm. Sometimes you think they're not as smart as you think they are. You know, but they'll come up with something. It says with most heavy-duty trucks over 10 years old, passing the bill is crucial to help America modernize its aging truck fleet, said Steve Bassett, the American Truck Dealers Chairman and Dealer Principal of General Truck Sales out of Muncie, Indiana. And I mean, yeah, and you know. You want the fleet to be newer, then make, like I said, make the new trucks cheaper. The FET was first enacted by Congress in 1917 to help fund World War I and is the highest excise tax on a percentage basis that Congress levies on a product, often adding over $20,000 to the price of a new heavy-duty truck. Well, yeah, you know, back in 1917, 12% on a vehicle like that was no big deal. Now, when it's, you know, trucks are $140,000, well, 12%, that's a lot of money. So the taxes coupled with recent regulatory costs makes it more difficult for small businesses to afford a new truck. Well, yeah, basically, yeah. This Mark Parker, the American Trucking Dealer Next Gen Chairman from Lithicum Heights, Maryland, added that doing away with the FET will help small businesses replace older trucks with new trucks and have the latest safety features, which will reduce crashes and increase highway safety. Crappy driver in there, it's not going to matter much. But, I mean, a lot of newer trucks, they all come with all that equipment, you know, lane departure warning, crash avoidance, where the cruise control will slow down in front of it and let you go on there and all that. I mean, here, I say, right out here, the next part of the article, Volvo debuts contract services. Volvo Trucks North America has rolled out its Volvo Blue contract service, offering a comprehensive maintenance program designed to improve uptime, assist in optimizing truck performance, and simplify maintenance management for customers and dealers. Hope they do something. I never owned a Volvo personally. I've driven them before, but every Volvo owner, they say it's a great truck, but getting it worked on at the Volvo dealer is hard because it's hard to get parts. And that's all. Maybe that's changed. But 5 years ago, that's what I always heard. So, says the new Volvo Blue contract provides a single premium service plan that replaces existing maintenance plans currently offered to customers, Volvo said. With monthly and prepaid billing options, Volvo said customers can pay either on a recurring basis or upfront with the purchase of their truck, either billed directly or through their dealer. Volvo Finance Services can bundle the Volvo Blue contract with the truck payment on a single invoice. Total solution allows the customer to pay the cost of the maintenance contract over time, interest-free, Volvo said. You know, basically what it is like a lease purchase. A lot of these lease purchases, what they'll do is the truck payment's probably only, you know, $1,200 a month. And then what they do is they add a maintenance program on top of that. So you're ended up paying like $1,200 a week. And not only are you paying for the truck and the interest in the lease purchase because it's really high, but you're also paying for the maintenance program. So when the truck does break down, you don't pay anything up front, or you don't have a bill. You just take it to the dealer, get it worked on. The only thing I can tell you, every time you take it to a dealer, it's going to take a while. Dealers are always backed up because they're always working on the trucks, whether it be under warranty or whatever. So, you know, it's hard for dealers. You know, anybody from the American Dealer Association or whatever want to come and, you know, tell me I'm wrong, proof's in the pudding. I mean, I've been to dealers, and I've sat around. And you go in there, and they say, oh, it'll be 2 days before I can look at it. That's what they'll say. You know, because something happens on the road, and you just go find a dealer. And, you got a book. Freightliner gave you a book. Volvo gives you a book full of all the dealers. You go to the dealer, you show up. It may be 24-7, but there's not a full, you know, just because it says it's open 24-7 don't mean they got 24-7 staff. They got, you know, at midnight, 1 o'clock, there might be one or two mechanics, maybe at all. Sometimes there's not even any mechanics. All they got are those little technician guys that can just change parts. You know, like my friend Greg always says, they're just part changers. That's all they are at those dealerships because they really don't know the problems. They just start throwing parts at it until they fix it. They hooked the computer up to it. They cleared the code. The code's still there. Well, the code says this thing's bad, so we'll replace it and see what happens. So you may have a warranty, and you may not have to pay anything to get it fixed. And you have a maintenance program now, so anything not covered under warranty, which could be a lot of things, you got to take it to the dealer. And to get the dealer to work on it, it might take a while. As well-maintained trucks increase overall fleet uptime and reduce overall costs of ownership, and the truck that is regularly and proactively inspected in service at the Volvo truck dealerships by professional trained technicians will likely be a safer truck while in operation, said Ashley Murican, product marketing manager of Volvo Trucks North America. Additionally, the Volvo Blue contract and its flexible billing options elevate our maintenance offering while simplifying the business transaction, ultimately benefiting both the customer and the dealer. Like I said, everything sounds great until you put it in practice and you find out that there's not enough people to work on all the trucks that are breaking down. You know, because, I mean, a lot of it is, it's you know, and to be honest, it's probably not even a big deal. It's just they get a code and they take it in. They say, hey, you know, it's not supposed to do that. So what's it doing? And a lot of times they just don't know. It says select preventative maintenance is included with the Volvo Blue contract and provided further benefit to customers. It's all talking about the Volvo. It's a pretty interesting read, but if you want to check it out, like I said, you can go to the ccjdigital.com. When we put this video up on YouTube, we'll share this link to it. It'll be awesome. It says Teamster score another win with XPO. Driver at XPO Logistics in Trenton, New Jersey, on Saturday, July 17th, ratified their first contract with the International Brotherhood of Teamsters 1 week after their coworkers in Miami did the same. And the two groups now have their rights and protections and legally binding contract for the first time. For the second time in 1 week, XPO workers ratified their first contract at XPO, despite XPO management saying workers would never ratify a contract. Said Jim Hoffa, Teamster General President, these two groups' positive contract votes give the XPO, give other XPO workers the hope that they can fight and win for more secure future as Teamsters. This is the group of 34 drivers at XPO in Trenton voted to join Local 701 in April 2017, but negotiations had been delayed. What's this going to happen? What's going to happen is could lose drivers. They might gain some drivers, but they're going to lose drivers. Because in my experience dealing with the union, it's what it is. It's every time that you get a driver that is like a go-getter, then they don't necessarily like being with a union, because you know union's about paying everybody the same, making sure everybody gets the same rights and everybody gets treated fairly. Well, if you're a go-getter and you get it done, then there's a lot of slackers that get paid the same amount as you, and they're protected by the union. The union, you know, there's a lot of good things, a lot of bad things. You guys got to watch out, and you got to know. The thing that you could do is be in a state where you could still work for that company and not have to pay the union. There's a lot of right-to-work states where they're not obligated to pay the union fees and work for that company. So, you know, you got to watch out for that. Now, a lot of people sign up and do it anyway just because they're always, you know, hey, you should join the union, you should join the union. It's peer pressure, you know. I remember watching a video about the history of the Teamsters, and they said with aggressive negotiation tactics, like they used to beat up people for not joining the union. That's aggressive negotiation, I guess. But it says, and the contract includes just cause protections, a grievance process, successorship language, job protection language, and retirement protections, among other improvements. If I was another company that competes directly with XPO, it says, here's a quote from a Miami driver. It says, I'm happy to be joining our brothers in Miami who ratified their contract, and I look forward to expanding and improving upon this two-year agreement that gives us a strong foundation to build from, said Bruce Ryan, a line haul driver at the former Conway Freight and XPO since 1996. I also look forward to bringing more XPO members into the Teamster Union so that they can also have their rights and protections in writing. Like I said, it's all fine and dandy until you start looking at the fine print and start looking at, you know, well, am I benefiting or am I benefiting at the cost of everybody else? And then you're trying to advance and you find out you can't because, you know, you haven't been working there long enough, and it doesn't matter how hard you work. It's all about seniority. You know, you got to watch out for that kind of stuff. So, yeah, this works its way. What are we talking about? Supporting? Oh, I see what they did. They just kind of threw all this together. And the top, the article was the, and that's the other things they talked about, which is pretty interesting. Pretty interesting website. I haven't never been here before. It's a CCJ. I don't know what CCJ stands for, but it's Trucks, Business, Technology, Workforce. And you go down here further, and it's got, says distracted driving, what drivers who crash are looking at. Talking about different businesses. I might have to put this one in the bookmark to see. Commercial Carrier Journal. Well, there you go. Looks like it's owned by Randall Riley, the same people that put on the truck shows. So there was a rumor going around that somebody said that they canceled the Dallas truck show, like, permanently. And I haven't found anything like that. As a matter of fact, let's go ahead and see what they got. I mean, the top results are just canceling it for the year. So, and all those came out last year. So nothing I see that has any breaking news like that. I don't know if anybody was speculating or whatever. Somebody said they were talking about it on satellite radio, so ain't no telling. But, yeah, so Randall Riley, looks like it's got a pretty nice website, CCJ page, and put it on my marker there. Pretty cool. But, yeah, so that's pretty much what we do here, is talk about things going on in the news in the world of trucking and life on the road. We appreciate everybody that's called in and just listened along. If you want to be part of the conversation, just hit one, and we'll get you right in. Like I said, you can call in at 516-387-1733. And but yeah, it's good stuff. We appreciate everybody coming around. We're going to just continue on here. Like I said, don't forget to check us out at renekanize.com. You'll find our links, and we appreciate it. If everybody can go and please subscribe to our YouTube channel, we really appreciate that. We got some great subscribers there going on, and we're trying to build that up and share these videos out there and get as much information out there to the trucking industry as we can. And just trying to make life better for truckers out there on the road. And we're just truckers helping truckers be better truckers is what we're trying to do. So, like I said, you go check those out. And don't forget to go check out our sponsors. You can find all those links to our website, redneckandeyes.com. So we're going to step away, take a little break here. We're going to kick it back. We'll be back in a few minutes. Like I said, give us a holler. Check us out, Redneck and Eyes Radio.
Coming on to me, tried to talk me into a ride, said I wouldn't be sorry. Oh, but she was just a baby. Hey, wait, pour me another cup of coffee. Pop it down, jack me up, shoot me out, flying down the highway. I'm looking for the morning. Ooh, I'm driving my life away. I'm looking for a better way for me. Ooh, I'm driving my life away. I'm looking for a sunny day. Looking for a sunny day.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneckinize. Redneckinize, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Daddy didn't know what to do. The banker came by the house one day, said he's gonna take the farm away. Then mama came up with a plan. Brother and me started up a band. Sister put a sign on the roof. And Daddy bought a case of 90 proof. Now we call it the Cadillac Ranch. They're parking cars in the old beef patch. There's a bar in the barn and the place they pay, yeah. Till the cows come home at Cadillac Ranch. Now the only thing that we raise is cane. You don't need the sun or rain. Just neon lights and some ice cold beer. Keep everything green around here. Mama takes the cash at the door. Brother and me keep them out on the floor. Sister sets them up at the bar. And Daddy kicks back with a big cigar. Now we call it the Cadillac Ranch. They're parking cars in the old beef patch. There's a bar in the barn and the place stays packed. Yeah. Till the cows come home at Cadillac Ranch. Well, we gave all the cows away, and now the only homes around here today are the ones up on the grill of a genuine 59 Coupe de Ville. Now we call it the Cadillac Ranch. They're parking cars in the old beef patch. There's a bar in the barn and the place stays packed, yeah. Till the cows come home at Cadillac Ranch. Now we call it the Cadillac Ranch. They're parking cars in the old beef patch. There's a bar in the barn and the place stays packed, yeah. Till the cows come home at Cadillac Ranch.
Opened up my eyes, and I don't wanna leave your side for that lonesome road. But here I go, climbing back behind the wheel, 50 feet of chrome and steel and alone. They need in Chicago. Through the middle of the night unknown, on a ride that won't let me go. I'm in Nashville, cowboy, born to run underneath the stars. They don't mind 2 mile away, Lord, as I ride. Back in your arms again. I'll be out here on the wing.
Buddy, hey, they just did. It's Edward Redneck and I's radio coming at you. You know, we're live here every Sunday evening. Sunday evening at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. You call in at 516-387-1733, and we appreciate everybody joining us tonight. So, yeah, we're just continuing right along, and we don't want to forget to mention our one of our great sponsors, and that's Trucker Tools, the Trucker Tools app. They're the all-in-one app where you can track freight, book freight, all that kind of good stuff, and then you can also find fuel stops, maintenance facilities, parking, even Walmarts, and it's really cool. You can always download the app from the app stores or on your phone there, and you know, they're always trying to make it better. So if there's something that you think would make it good, work good, if it's not working right for you, just let them know in there, give them a review, send them a message. You can even go on their website, truckertools.com, and I mean, they love trying to figure that out and make everything great, and they're trying to just, they're always improving it to try to make it better for the drivers, because that's just, you know, that's how they are. So, like I said, you can check them out at truckertools.com, or you can, like I said, download the app and give them a good review, or let them know what you think, and then we'll appreciate it. Make sure you let them know you appreciate them supporting Redneck and I, because we appreciate that. So, we're just going right along here. You know, and speaking of the apps and all-in-one and all that kind of good stuff, Uber Freight is in the news again. It is something else, I tell you what. They are just going all in with this stuff, man. They have announced that they are purchasing Transplace. And to me, that was a big deal because I remember Transplace being, you know, pretty big. Well, if you looked at it, where was it? Right here. It's in Forbes magazine. It says Uber boosts trucking push with $2.25 billion deal to buy freight service Transplace. And man, oh, man, I'll tell you what. So, like I said, this here was on Forbes.com. It says, keep on going here. It says, ride hail giant Uber is making a big push to beef up its trucking business by purchasing logistics service Transplace for about $2.25 billion, intending to turn its Uber Freight unit into a top player in arranging and tracking shipments of goods. So we'll just keep on going here and talking about it. So, I mean, they're talking about stock price and all this. As Uber Freight said, it has agreed an agreement to buy a Frisco, Texas-based Transplace for cash and $750 million of Uber stock from private equity firm TPG Capital. Assuming the deal clears regulatory approval, the company expects the deal to create one of the biggest tech platforms for shippers to manage the flow of goods. This is an opportunity to bring together complementary, best-in-class technology solutions and operational excellence from two premier companies to create an industry-first shipper-to-carrier platform that will transform shippers' entire supply chains, delivering operational resilience and reducing the cost to a time when it matters most, Uber Freight Chief Lior Ron said in a statement. So from what I was told is that Uber Freight really wasn't making money. See, Uber makes money. Of course, they're rideshare, and they do the Uber Eats, which made a lot of money during the lockdowns and all that. But the Uber Freight really hasn't made money, profited anything. So for them to do this, it's a really big deal. And I think what it is, it's because Uber Freight really didn't have a customer base. They went to the shippers, and of course shippers already had their contract signed with places like Transplace, where Transplace would be like a whole logistics outfit, like a manufacturer or somebody producing goods or trying to ship goods. They would call Transplace and say, just handle it. And Transplace would just be in charge of booking all of their freight, making sure their logistics gets handled. And by Uber doing this, so it's now like Uber sitting behind the desk at the shipper instead of somewhere else on a computer somewhere. And, of course, what we all thought Uber was trying to do is they were trying to create the Uber app for hailing drivers, like hailing trucks. Like it would just ping the closest truck. And, well, that's not exactly how it works, you know, so we'll see how this all goes. But it continues on here. It says, trucking and logistics remains a booming industry and seemingly endless growth in the demand of retailers and consumers for ever faster delivery of goods. Freight hauling by trucks is a massive business, generating gross revenues of $797.7 billion in 2019 according to an American Trucking Association estimate. That's fueled a push by tech companies, both makers of software services to book and manage shipments, as well as developers of autonomous trucks into the freight business. Uber shed its autonomous truck program 3 years ago, but has continued to build up Uber Freight, which books freight deliveries. It says, our expectations is that shippers will see greater efficiency and transparency, and carriers will benefit from the scale to drive improved operating ratios. Says Transplace CEO Frank McGinn said in a statement, all in all, we expect to significantly reduce shipper and carrier empty miles to the benefit of highway and road infrastructures and the environment. Uber in May reported that revenue for Uber Freight jumped 51% in 2021's first quarter to $301 million, the company's third biggest source of sales after delivery and ride services. Shares of Uber rose less than 1% to close at $47.57 in New York Stock Exchange trading on Thursday. I guess when that was announced. So see, even people, I mean, to me, if anybody would ask me about Uber Freight, I'd say it's hard. They threw a lot of money at it, and you know they're trying to take it over, and I just don't think they got it. I think they just went in it with the technology aspect of it, and technology ain't going to change the trucking industry. So I just tell you right now, it's a big deal. So that's what I thought about it. I thought it was a big deal. And like I said, Forbes magazine talks about it, and a couple other websites did too. We'll continue to share those as we see them. So we'll put that out there and see what everybody thinks about that. But yeah, that's pretty cool. We'll get that out there. But yeah, so what'd you think about that? I didn't know what was going on with Uber. I thought they pretty much just fizzled out. First time we ever saw them was at the truck show. We were getting ready to go to the truck show like we always do, set up and deliver, set up and cook food for the drivers in the parking lot. And then we were talking to people, and they're like, oh, yeah, you guys are going to be the only ones out there. And you know, nobody has anything planned and all that. And then like a week before the show, Uber Freight steps in and spends a lot of money, and they go out and buy pizzas and barbecue and guys to sing on a trailer and all that. And they just started taking over, and then, of course, then 2 years into it, you know, they were the biggest outfit out there, and they threw a lot of money at the truck show to get a lot of people interested in Uber Freight. And I talked to a lot of drivers, especially some independents, and, yeah, they did some contracts with those guys. But, you know, they try to make it where it's, like, do it all through the app. And you can't do it that way because there's so much contracts that got to be signed. And then you got the freight confirmations and all that like that, and you can't just do it through the app. And what they want you to do is they want you to take whatever they got. I said, what about the rate? How do you negotiate the rate? Well, no, the rate's already set, is what the people told me. And I'm like, well, that's not going to work. You know, you can't just set the rate and just expect the driver to take it. You know, the driver may take it, but, you know, if you want a good driver is going to call you back and give you, you know, throw it back at you and say, I'll, you know, yeah, you're asking $250. I'll do it for $260, things like that. So, I didn't know if they changed that or not. A lot of guys say, yeah, they do some negotiating, but they still try to push you to do it through the app and just take what the rate gives you. So that's what they kept saying. Let's see here. But, yeah, we're going to keep on going to that. I don't know about anybody else, but I really enjoyed this weekend. The weather was nice down here in South Texas. Did a little riding on Saturday and had a lot of fun doing that. But, and trying to do our best and make a lot of money out there in trucking. And I think everybody, if you know, like you said, you focus on your job, focus on your expenses, and you should do pretty well. And those kind of things is all what it takes out there. But yeah, so we're gonna put this article out there on our Facebook page. I think you can go check it out. And if you're looking for any kind of connections to our social media or our YouTube channel, which we would appreciate if you go subscribe to, you can go to redneckandknives.com, and it's got all the links there to our YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter also. And we try to stay active on that. It's hard to do that, you know, because our outfit here, Redneck and Knives, we're truck drivers. We got jobs just like everybody else, and we keep up with what's going on in the world through social media, but we're also trying to post stuff out there, share it to the Facebook page and everything. So yeah, it's got us going on, and a lot of stuff doing. So, going to happen with that. But other than that, you know, we're just rocking and rolling here, and we appreciate everybody joining in and keeping it going. But yeah, so like I said, we're here Sunday evenings, 7 o'clock Eastern time, calling at 516-387-1733, and we just kind of rock it back here, keep it nice and easy. And that we do here, and I just try to keep up with what's going on in the business of it. But other than that, we're just walking back. But keep things going around, and we appreciate everybody joining us this evening. And we hope that everybody continues on to have a great time. And like I said, call us 516-387-1733. Don't forget to check out our website at redneckandeyes.com. Got our links to our social media accounts and YouTube. Don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We appreciate you liking, sharing, and commenting on those videos and everything else. So we're going to hang out here. Be right back in a few minutes. And don't go away. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio. And the folks are rising by-